Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very much once again. Hi, everybody. Everybody left me. All my calls left me. I think they must have thought I was through. I'll tell you goodbye. I'll say happy gardening at the end of the program. When we end an hour, I say, hey, we have news. So everybody left me. I have Tucker Reed, who cared to call in and stay with me. So even William in Gainesville, who was going to go on, has left us. So phone lines are open for you right now. I must have really given the wrong hint there. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Let's go to Tucker Reed right now. He is the horticulture manager at the Dallas Arboretum, and his report today sponsored by Covington's. Tucker, good morning.
Good morning.
Busy time?
It is a busy time. It's a very busy time. It's especially with all the damage that we had. We had to do some corrective measures this week.
Sure. So, yeah. And it just has gone on and on. It seems like we've had three or four major outbreaks of things you had to clean up after this winter.
Yeah.
Much more than usual. One of the stalwarts of any spring, bad or good winter, regardless, is Avondale Chinese redbud. This is a little different kind of redbud. I have one, as I noted in my note back to you last night. And, I thought after I sent that to you, he's going to ask, well, yours must be big and flourishing by now. It is not a large redbud, is it?
No, it is not. It's not. And Avondale, this is a Chinese redbud, so it's a little bit different from our native.
Mm-hmm.
I think, most reports will tell you that it doesn't have the disease and pest problems that some of our natives can deal with, because the pests don't really know what it is. They're kind of like, well, we don't know what that is, so we're not going to mess with it, which is kind of cool, and that's great. But the one thing that this redbud does that our natives don't do, and I'm talking Oklahoma redbud or the eastern redbud, they don't do, is this thing is naturally multi-stemmed,
mm-hmm.
and that's not found in our natives. So that it puts on that much bigger a show because there's that many more stems.
Tell folks about the color of it.
The color is screaming magenta. It's not just magenta. It's screaming magenta.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's out there. The flowers individually, if you took a regular redbud flower, just a little bitty P-shaped flower, and you took one from Avondale, you would see that the individual flowers are even bigger on Avondale. So it's smaller stature in the garden is offset by having more stems and larger individual flowers. And so it really grows the same way. You don't do anything different than you would with any other redbud. I mean, I've never found a redbud I don't like. So you can grow them all the same. This one just does a little bit different job in the garden.
I think you're right. I do have a little leaf scorch on mine by late summer. It doesn't seem to be quite as durable in that respect. Tucker, I may be where I have it. I don't know. But
I think that's a lot. I mean, I have leaf scorch on some of my Easterns.
Yeah.
The only ones I don't have leaf scorch on are my Oklahoma redbuds, and that's just because they're built differently.
Yeah, they are built differently. I would say that Avondale is a really nice tree if you can put it not right at the front door, but put it back just a little bit. It so that other things take over in the visibility and the show off in the summertime when it's not in full bloom. I don't think it's quite as pretty, perhaps, as some of our other trees in midsummer. But it is so glorious for about and blooms for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It blooms a little bit earlier than the Easterns that I see out in the woods and that I have in my yard. I like them all. I'm with you. And and there are a lot of other interesting redbuds coming along now. Dallas Blooms is coming along right along. Tell us.
It is. It's coming right along. We're we look like we might be a little bit behind because we got a little stunted by the longer winter and a little cooler winter. But we're coming right along. We've got a lot of daffodils, a lot of hyacinths, and everything's kind of sprucing right back up. We always say that the third week in March is the infamous week of peak bloom. This year we might be a little bit behind that, but we're going to be, I don't think we're going to be too far behind that. So
the bulbs know what to do. If it's really cold, they just sit tight and say, we'll be back tomorrow. We'll come out tomorrow. It'd be fine. We're fine.
Yeah.
We'll just stay right here. Everybody panics about them starting in December, and they do just fine, and they can be in bloom 4 days after an extreme freeze. All right, and you put out, three or four dozen bulbs this year?
Yeah, just a few. Yeah, just a few. We're somewhere. I don't know the actual number, but we are one of the largest displays outside of Holland. So
it's hundreds of thousands of bulbs, folks. Just trust me, and pansies to go with them, and the other color. Now the Children's Adventure Garden, Rory Myers Children's Adventure Garden, is back up and running, and we need to tell people to get their with school out next week, get their timed admission tickets bought. How do they do that?
You go online, you can buy them, go under the visit tab on the DallasArboretum.org website, and you're going to buy a timed entry, and there's two different entries, one for the morning and one for the afternoon. That's really just basically to control how many people are in the garden and the visitor experience during that period of time.
Sure, that's understood. Folks, I would do that sooner rather than later, and that's DallasArboretum.org. Education part of the website has all kinds of information on upcoming classes, and tell us about the one that you have there specifically.
We have three classes that will be next Saturday. We're covering drought-tolerant design, we're covering butterfly gardening, and then foundation plantings, the proper plants to put around your foundation.
All right. That's at DallasArboretum.org. That part is education. And how do they find the Dallas Arboretum if they want to get in the car and motor toward you right now?
You find us at 8525 Garland Road. We're on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. If you're coming from the point south, take the Grand Avenue exit. It'll turn into Garland Road, and you'll find us on the left. If you're coming from the northern parts of the Metroplex, take the Garland Road exit off of 635, and you'll follow the green signs to us.
All right. GPS is 8525 Garland Road in Dallas, and that'll get you there. 214-515-6500 is the 24-hour information line. DallasArboretum.org is the website, and 9 to 5, 7 days a week, are the hours. And, Tucker, you go back with your in-laws, your family, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Happy day. Tucker Reed, the horticulture manager at the Dallas Arboretum, sponsored by Covington Nursery and Landscape. And you know what? Nobody in town has any more redbud varieties than Joe Covington has at his nursery. I don't know if they have Avondale, but they have some of the most incredible redbuds. You got to see them. New shipments arrive every week at Covington Nursery, so they'll have all the fresh plants you want right there in one convenient location. 18 acres of nursery stock, colorful flowers, fruit trees, berries, vegetables, and herbs. An amazing array of palms, Japanese maples, redbuds, there you go. Crepe myrtles and other ornamental trees, including many Texas natives. Covington's has the largest assortment of shrubs in the Metroplex in all sizes and shapes and colors imaginable. They have more than 2,000 roses. So when people ask me, Neil, where can I find? And then they put a blank line there and write a plant name in. I say, you ought to try Covington, so you ought to give them a call. And that number to call is 972-475-5888. They'll be open just a little later this morning. Get out to Covington's today for superior plants and great service from their friendly, knowledgeable nursery professionals. It's a great day to go to Covington's because you have the time, and they're going to have the time. It's not going to be packed unless the sun comes out and suddenly it's a lot warmer than we anticipate. So it's a great time. Bundle up and go to Covington's and shop to your heart's content. Leave a few things. I'm going out there this week. They have beautiful gift items also in the gift shop. CovingtonNursery.com is the website, and they have an available stock list on that website. They've been open in that same location since 1972. That location is 5518 President George Bush Highway in Rowlett. And you say, well, that highway hadn't been there since 1972. Okay, they were Liberty Grove Road before, and the highway took it over. Covington Nursery, right at Highway 66 and George Bush in the northeast corner. Get out today. Covington Nursery and Landscape, CovingtonNursery.com. Between now and 10, if you'd like to order my new book, call 1-800-752-GROW. However, if you have a plant question, call me here at the radio station, 800-288-WBAP. Now back to the program. Yeah, and my magazine office actually will be open till 11 today. They just can't keep up. Hundreds of orders coming in each week, 1,000, I guess, or more, for the new book. And so we're going to hold the office open until 11 today. So please do call. If you get a busy, call right back. It's 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. Cecile in Arlington, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you? Go ahead.
B.R. Horton's landscaper planted a 12-foot-tall red maple in my front yard about the early May last year, and it was covered with red leaves. They went through the summer, kind of didn't look too great, but went through the summer and dropped off in the winter. This time they were coming. This tree was covered with little red leaves, about an inch long.
Yeah, those are the fruit.
All the cold weather.
Those are the fruit. Yeah, they're not leaves. This time of year, they would be in fruit normally. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, they look sick now, and I didn't know. I don't know what to do. So the tree is alive, you're saying. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, to some degree. I can't tell the degree. If it struggled last summer, it may be having a transplant shock. It may have gotten too dry one time last summer, which would really set it back and make it hard for it to survive long term. I can't tell that without seeing it, but the red that you see on red maples in the early spring are flowers and then immediately seeds. And the seeds are, I'm holding my index finger and thumb 2 inches apart, inch and a half apart. They're large and they're showy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they may have frozen this week. If that's it, they're no big deal because they're pretty for a couple of weeks, just like flowers would be, and then they turn brown and life goes on. You have your red maple tree the rest of the year. But time will tell. What I would suggest, Cecile, is just sit tight. Don't do anything to it. Let's see how it looks in about 3 weeks, and we can revisit at that point.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, atta girl. Thanks for the call. All right, Alan and Crandall, you'll be up next. Marianne and Garland, Melissa in Trinidad, and some interesting questions coming up there. Let me tell you right now about my new book. I have enjoyed doing this. I say in the book that every morning when I would come down at 6:30 or 7, I would think about all the things I was going to get to do on the book that day. And I was always excited about that. For the 9 months that I worked on this book has everything that you need to know about the basics of Texas gardening. It has, that's one chapter, how to deal with our soils and how to pick the proper fertilizer and watering and how you determine when to water and how much to water. That's in the basics chapter. We have a chapter that's completely devoted to what to do month by month. I don't do garden calendars anymore, wall calendars, because people weren't buying them we don't use calendars like we used to. And so I decided, all right, for that information that people are asking me for, I'm just going to put it in the book. Chapter in one chapter, 12 parts of that chapter, month by month, what you plant, prune, fertilize, spray. And then we'd have a plant of the month and so forth. And then everything on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, lawn grasses, annuals, perennials, fruit, and vegetables. This is not a revised. I didn't even open my complete guide to Texas gardening. I don't think I opened it four times in the 9 months that I was typing this book. That's how not this is a revised version of the boot book. It is not. This one has an Adirondack chair on the cover. It doesn't matter. If you go into a bookstore and see my name on a book, it's not going to be the new book because it's only available through my magazine office. It's only available by calling right now before 11 o'clock today. Oh, by the way, the pre-print price is $24.95. I put four DVDs on on FedEx last night at 7:20 at DFW Airport. They're on their way to San Antonio. We will begin printing the book a week from tomorrow. And this is a pre-print price special. Book will never be any lower than this. Won't even be to this price again. And the reason for that is it's 100 pages more than I thought it was going to be when I put a price of $24.95 on it back in October. So you are getting a real deal, but only if you call today before 11. That's satisfaction guaranteed, $7 postage on the book. You can save even more if you get a subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. At the same time that you buy the book, you get the magazine at half price. So the total price of book and magazine is $36.90, book alone $24.95, by calling 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. Change of seasons is always a blessing, except for your foundation. Hi, this is Neil Sperry for Advanced Foundation Repair. Spring rains can make the soil expand, sometimes with enough force to do serious damage to foundations. And then it gets dry and the foundation goes the other direction. It's always moving. The patented Advanced ProLift Repair System is guaranteed for the lifetime of the house, season to season, owner to owner. Estimates are free, so give them a call. 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair. They are just the best, as are the folks at Arborological Services. We're going to see them this week and to visit with them. I really like these guys and gals. They are just the best in tree service, the experts that your trees deserve. They have two of their staff members who have won Arborist of the Year for the state of Texas. Boy, that's a singular award out of the thousands of tree service professionals in Texas. So the fact that they have two, that speaks volumes of the nature of their business. They have more than a dozen International Society of Arboriculture Certified Arborists. I normally don't stumble on that word. International Society of Arboriculture Certified Arborists, that's ISA. They have more than a dozen of those certified arborists. They have college-degreed plant pathologists, entomologists, horticulturists, foresters on their staff, people with the understanding and the background. And they also have 22 of the 32 Texas State Tree Climbing Championship trophies in their possession. They are the best, and your trees will rejoice when they see the Arborological truck pulling into the driveway. 866-552-7267, arborological.com on the web, arborological.com. 866-552-7267, Arborological Services, Inc. on Facebook and at The Tree Experts on Twitter. That's Arborological Services one more time, 866-552-7267, arborological.com.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
All right, let me tell you right now about Bonide. We go from Bonnie to Bonide. Revenge ant killer baits. If you're tired of having ants invading the inside of your home, if you're seeing them outside your home crawling up your walls, all over your patio and patio furniture, do you have big black ants? They could be carpenter ants. They love to chew on your wood patio set, wood swing sets, or your wooden shed, not to mention the damage they can do to your home. Well, the answer to those problems is Bonide's Revenge Ant Control Products. Revenge is a full line of indoor-outdoor liquid and granular baits and bait stations. The worker ants take the bait back to the colony. The entire colony, including the queen, is eliminated. Revenge also has a full line of fast-acting ant control granules and dust along with the bait, so those are fast-acting. Make sure you get Revenge Ant Control Products and get rid of those ants once and for all. Don't settle for any other brand when you want Revenge. Bonide's Revenge products are available at Feeder Supply in all Dallas locations. Northeast Texas Co-op in Greenville, Ark Country Store in Waxahachie, or visit Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you. B-O-N-I-D-E, Bonide.com, Bonide Revenge and Killer Baits. Next call up is Alan in Crandall. Alan, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, Neil.
How can I help?
I set my onions out about middle of February, about 300 of them. Then we got about 3/4 inch of that sleet last week. It kind of packed in around them. And they ain't looking too good, but I just wondered if they probably make it. They're still green, but they kind of leaned over and got little spots on them.
I have seen a lot of onions that look like they're pretty badly burned. The fact is, Alan, and you already know this, the fact is that we need to have onions in the ground in north central Texas the last week of January or the first week of February. So we are 5 or 6 weeks behind that, which translates to you can't replace them. So what you need to do is just sit tight and see what happens, and hopefully enough will come back that you'll still get a crop. There's no better answer.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for calling. Mary Ann in Garland, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Hi.
How much and how often should we water St. Augustine for it to survive when it's dormant and not raining?
Okay. How much and how often, I will tell you, is completely dependent on temperature and wind. And obviously it would also be dependent on rainfall, but since that's taken out of this equation, we'll just say we have no rainfall because that's pretty much what's happened. Then we just think about, okay, how about the temperature? How about wind? Well, we've had a lot of wind. We've had very cold temperature. Wind will dry grass out. Low temperature tends to keep the grass from drying out. Now, to give you a little more precise answer, if you wanted to water every 2 or 3 weeks, it would not be too much for the grass, assuming that it has not just rained recently when you do that. So every couple of weeks for the normal run of irrigation would probably be, in many years, the maximum you'd want to put on. I have not run my sprinklers all winter. I have not felt the need to. I have St. Augustine, and it's fine. I tried to run them one time about 2 weeks ago before one of the extreme cold spells, and I had a valve issue that shut it down, and so I didn't get them watered then, didn't get the lawn watered then. The valve has been repaired, and so now I'm able to do that, and I haven't done it. So we overwater St. Augustine. Is there any kind of answer in all of that jumble?
No, that's fine. Great. And can you plant buffalo grass and seed?
You need to feel down into the soil and make sure that the soil is dry to the touch, and then you can water. If it's dry half an inch down, if top half inch, then you can water, and I would water at the normal amount of time that you would water in the summertime. Buffalo grass is planted from seed, but you get a mix of male and female plants. It's not attractive that way. If you want buffalo grass, I hope you don't, but if you do, you would plant it from sod to get either prairie or 609 buffalo grass. Buffalo grass is invaded by Bermuda. You'll have a very difficult time keeping buffalo grass without getting other grasses in it.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks for the call very much. All right, we're going to take a commentary here from Dallas Plumbing, and then we will take some news, and we'll be back. We have Eldon and Cindy, our next two calls up, and we'll try to help them. And then we also have a couple of open lines that we just opened at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. If you have been trying to come up with the number to my magazine office to call because you heard the urgency of needing to call before 11 today, that number is 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. And GROW, by the way, has an O, not a zero. So if you put a zero in there, you will get a wrong number. 1-800-752-GROW. Dallas Plumbing Company, they are our friends, and they are so good. 11,055 Plano Road. That is 11055 Plano Road. You need to know where they are because that's where they have their kitchen and bath fixture showroom. You can talk with professionals who know their products and what will fit your plumbing. They invite you to stop in, see all the new designer and name brand faucets, sinks, toilets, and tubs now on display. They have working displays for you. Right now, everything in the store is 25% off the manufacturer's retail price. Dallas Plumbing can even install, repair, or maintain anything that they sell. Stop in and browse through the spectacular showroom, Dallas Plumbing, 11,055 Plano Road in Dallas. They're open Monday through Friday, Saturday mornings, and they are great. And this is a 110-year-old company, so for all of your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs, these are the people to call. Still owned by the same family, the Downs family. Nice people. DallasPlumbing.com, 214-340-6300. It's Dallas Plumbing Company.
Licenses TACLA 38830C and M163.
I want to talk to you about Scott's Miracle-Gro. And these two companies are together, and it really is quite a company. The plants and the shrubs that we have in Texas really have taken a beating from the drought, but this is a good time to get out and start repairing that damage, and the Scotts people have three steps to help your plants and garden be on the road to recovery. Preparation is important. To start with Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Garden Soil to improve the native soil's ability to retain water and nutrients. Feed, remember that water alone is not enough. You do need to fertilize, and they suggest you use Miracle-Gro Liquifeed to give your plants the nutrients that they need to withstand the drought. And finally, put down a layer of Scotts Naturalscapes mulch to help retain precious moisture. So you can do it with Scott's Miracle-Gro. Find all the Miracle-Gro and Scott's products you need for your project at your local Lowe's. So if you get into Lowe's, you'll find Scott's and Scott's Miracle-Gro. I hope you'll do that. Scott's Garden Drought Recovery Program, Scott's.com. Time to check in with the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom. Once again, it's Jerry Overton.
And thank you, Neil. It is 9:31 at the Breitling Energy News Desk. A North Texas family devastated by a tragedy half a world away. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic. Our weather and touch forecast, partly sunny and milder today. 59 is where we're headed for the high. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool. We'll drop down to 43. For your Monday, sunny and warmer with a high of 75, and even warmer on Tuesday, sunny skies and a high of 80. It's cloudy, 41 degrees at DFW Airport. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com 24-hour right now traffic watching. Grapevine Highway 121 northbound ramp to 635 LBJ. An accident has the eastbound 635 LBJ freeway ramp closed. And the Dallas North Tollway southbound from Trinity Mills to Keller Springs Road, construction blocking the left lane until 2. Family of Philip Wood says the IBM employee was on board the Malaysian Airlines Boeing 777 that went missing over the sea while en route from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing, China yesterday. Les Williams, a family friend, says the Keller, Texas man was on board, but declined to elaborate, saying the family will issue a statement tomorrow. And there are reports that Malaysian Airlines Boeing 777 possibly tried to turn around.
There are all sorts of reasons that they would turn around. Perhaps something went wrong on the airplane. They wanted to turn around maybe for a maintenance issue. It's not unusual for an airplane to turn around. If there's a question about the safety of the airplane will be turned around and sent back to its original destination. My question is this a we think they turned it around, or maybe, or we have some definitive clues? I'm still quite skeptical of this.
Aviation consultant Stephen Ganyard checked the time to make sure the clocks are right. Daylight saving time kicked in for much of the country overnight. Your clock should be pushed forward 1 hour. Again, looking for a high today of 59. It's 41. At the Breitling Energy News Desk, I'm Jerry Overton. Back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Thank you, Jerry, very much. Shades of Green is the place to visit to help cure your spring fever. And next Saturday, March 15, they invite you to join them for their big open house. This will be free, informative events beginning at 10 with presentation topics covering rosette disease, best perennials for Texas, and so much more. They invite you to bring your entire family. That's a wonderful garden center. Shades of Green, the place to visit for top quality plants from cool season annual color to the always outstanding selection of trees. It's a 7-acre nursery. They have it. They receive weekly shipments of Texas tough, well-adapted perennials, flowering shrubs and vines, and cover, ground cover. The best time to plant bald and burlap trees will soon be over, so stop by Shades of Green today. Choose that special tree you've wanted for your landscape and assure your spot on the planting schedule. And when it comes to gardening advice and landscape design ideas, they've been around for 30 years and more. They know you can trust Shades of Green to help you get started in the right direction. These are full-time professional nursery people. Very active in the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. They know what they're talking about. They understand Collin County, North Dallas County soils and climate. They can help you at Shades of Green. They can give you advice on preparing planting beds. They have a wide selection of organic products. fertilizers, mulches, compost, and pre-emergence available at Shades of Green. Check them out on the web at shadesofgreeninc.com for information on all their upcoming events and promotions. shadesofgreeninc.com. Or stop by and visit them at 7401 Coit, 2 miles north of Highway 121 in Frisco. Shop today, Shades of Green. Right plant, right place.
24/7 news.
Every hour, every day.
Right now, on time traffic.
24 hours a day.
The weather from people you trust. It's all right here. News Talk, 820 AM, WBAP.
More than 20 years ago, I met Mike Wisenand, his son Derek, at my All Texas All Garden show, back when I did that show in Arlington, and they were there with Whiz Q Stone, but they were there with all of their fellow nursery people from Tarrant County. They are so active in the nursery trade. Well, now, Derek wasn't terribly active at that point. He was 5 years old or something like that. Fine young man, always alongside his dad. When I think of one of them, I think of both of them. And that's the way it is at Whiz Q Stone. And when I think of Whiz Q Stone, I think about my fun times that I have had going there to pick out stone. They have 22 acres of glorious, beautiful stone. They have been out this winter buying stone from quarries all over. Wait till you see the inventory at Whiz Q Stone. They've been there since 1983. Mike's dad founded the business. Mike grew up in it. Derek grew up in it. You'll love it. 22 acres, and they also have paved stone. They have all kinds of hardscape things. They have classes on Saturdays to help you be successful in your use of their stone. They have the pros there to help you plan how much stone you'll need to have delivered, and they'll tell you, figure 15 to 20% of extra just to make sure you have the right shapes and sizes. They're at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website that Derek maintains. It's whiz-q.com, W-H-I-Z, and then the hyphen, Q.com, or call them at 817-429-0822. Again, open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth, whiz-q.com, Whiz Q Stone.
Neil Sperry's eGardens, my free electronic newsletter, goes to more than 40,000 subscribers each month. Sign up at neilsperry.com and check out the very special offer on my new book while you're there. That's neilsperry.com. Now back to the program.
Phone number to our book office if you're trying to get through before it closes today so you can get that lowest price on my brand new book, 800-752-4769. Eldon in Joshua, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm just doing super. How can I help you?
I've had a problem with aphids. They've just about ate everything in my backyard last year. And what can I put on, like, my plants that won't affect my hummingbirds, my bees, my butterflies, stuff like that?
All right. Tell me what they did to the plants.
The aphids just absolutely took over the bottom of all the leaves and, just sucked them dry. I sprayed them.
What kinds of plants were involved?
Crepe myrtles, salvia. They've got on my little kumquat tree and anything that they would get out there that they could get on. They just pretty much, they didn't get on the honeysuckle. Mm-hmm. But anything that had a succulent leaf on it.
The reason I ask that, Eldon, is it seems to me that there is a chance that you have more than one kind of insect, and you may need more than one kind of control. Now, aphids are pretty easy to identify, and if you've already gone to that trouble, and you say to me, yep, they all had pear-shaped bodies, and they all, because the crepe myrtle aphid is named that. It is named the crepe myrtle aphid because it goes for crepe myrtles. It doesn't show up on salvias. The other aphids might, but lace bugs may be more likely there. Let's see, the third plant you mentioned, help me again.
It was on my kumquat tree.
On the kumquat might be white flies. They would cause that sticky residue more than aphids normally would on citrus. But I, the control is probably going to be the same, so I probably didn't help you a whole lot yet. I would use a general purpose insecticide, and if you're going to have edible crops mixed into it, then you're going to have to use something that's labeled for them. A systemic insecticide would work on the ornamentals, on crepe myrtles. If you were to use imidacloprid, which is Merit, imidacloprid, it usually is just labeled as imidacloprid, not as Merit, but anyway, I digress. If you were to use that on the crepe myrtles in mid-May, that would probably prevent there ever being a problem with aphids during that summer.
Okay.
And that's a soil drench. That's either a drench or a granule that you drench in. On the citrus, you wouldn't want to use that if it's producing fruit. And so you're going to be left to use some kind of a general purpose fruit tree spray. And that's, if it is white flies, that's going to be tough. If it's aphids, then aphids should be fairly easy. You can almost wash aphids off some plants. So not so much off crepe myrtles. There are enough of them, and they're so immediately reproductive. Aphids give birth to a living young without mating, and so that's how they proliferate.
The salvias, you know, just I had the black and blue salvia, and the hummingbird just went crazy over them, and I mean, it didn't take long; they were down to nothing. You know, I sprayed Malathion on, and it didn't work. Kind of sprayed soapy water.
You need to take a sample of the, just collect a twig and put it in a Ziploc bag and take it into a Texas Master certified nursery professional. Ask their advice. I've grown salvias all my life, and I've never seen them go down with aphids. I may have seen some aphids on them. I don't really remember that even.
I'll try that then.
Well, yeah, that's not a... On salvias, you could certainly use the imidacloprid systemic insecticide. There's your answer. I got to go through this thing one at a time, because I don't think this is one single cure-all answer for all the plants, especially when you have an edible crop in there mixed into it. But the imidacloprid, I think, put on about 3 or 4 weeks prior to when you saw the aphid outbreak last year, that's going to be your best answer. I think I finally got there for you. Took all you right. all over Texas, didn't I?
That's great. No
Thank
problem.
You, Elton, Thank so much. Bye-bye. Let's go to Cindy in Hillsboro. Cindy, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. We have several mature cedar trees on our property at the house, but just one of them has started dropping about 6 to 8 inches of the end of the cedar leaves. They aren't brown. They look wonderful. It started in December. It seems to have slowed down now, but I just don't know what to do to... Is a tree in stress or, well, obviously?
I have a lot of eastern red cedars around my house and on our 11 acres that we live on, and I see that from time to time. I think a lot of that was ice breakage, where that end would get enough ice weight on it that it just popped. And we had to pick up a lot off our driveway. As you said, not so much now, but I'll bet we took probably 8 or 10 wheelbarrow loads of them off, and they were not any bigger than my hand, you know, maybe 6 or 7 inches long, and nothing major. I think your plant will be fine.
Thank you so much. I appreciate knowing.
I'm glad you called. Thank you. All right, let's go to Dottie. She's also in Hillsboro. Probably know Cindy. Dottie, how are you?
No, I'm new to the area, so
welcome.
Thank you. We moved up and want to put in a little orchard, and we didn't get it done in the fall, so we're putting in four pears, peach and plum, and two apples, and some are planted and the rest are in pots. Do we prune them while they're in the pots or after they're planted when it's still cold, and or when it can it wait until it gets a little bit warmer?
All right. You don't prune them when they're warmer. You prune them while they're dormant. If you're planting new fruit trees, they are pruned by 50%, 50. Right after you plant them. Yep, they're pruned by half. The peaches and plums, you ideally will cut them at 22 to 24 inches, and then you will allow three branches to develop, three scaffold branches coming out 120 degrees apart, so that they circle the trunk uniformly.
Right.
So that's what you do with peaches and plums. Pears, you let them regrow back into one central leader. If they're in containers, if they're in pots, you would not have to prune the pears back by 50% because they have all of their roots intact. But if you suspect that they were dug over this past winter, they need to be pruned back to compensate for root loss. So that's what you would do with the pears. And then the what else did you have? You had apples. Apples are pruned. Apples would be pruned by half or so. Not so much that it's required if they're in pots. If they were bare rooted, that's an absolute requirement. But with apples, you try to get rid of anything that is strongly vertical. With pears, you cannot do that. Let me back up just long enough. Peaches and plums travel together. You handle them in one way. Apples and pears, to a degree, travel together. It's just that you do less pruning to pears than you do to apples annually. I worked longer on the fruit chapter of my brand new book than I did on any other chapter that I did. I mean, it took 5 weeks, and most of the rest of them took three. Part of it was my learning curve. Part of it was just because a lot has changed, especially the variety recommendations of what are the best varieties for Texas. That's the critical issue. You are kind of, I don't want to say doomed to failure if you have the wrong varieties, but it's not a whole lot better than that.
Right, but I already bought them.
Okay.
But they don't sell the wrong varieties, really, do they, in the nurseries?
I'm sorry. It depends on the nursery. If you're dealing with an independent retail garden center that really cares to buy local things, absolutely. That was a rude answer on my part back, my chuckle, and I apologize. But if you're dealing with a retailer who is a local person and who is full-time nursery, probably you did get good varieties. If, on the other hand, you're dealing with a national chain, you're getting varieties that were bought for the whole nation, and there's a one chance in a billion that it's going to be adapted to your area. I did a walk through some of them without getting specific about 3 weeks ago, and they didn't have anything that could be planted.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Well, I think
they shouldn't be selling them, and frankly, you know, either they should be left there or taken back before they start growing. Personal opinion. Because
I think we looked on your website because, you know, we haven't gotten the book,
if you will look at neilsperry.com, there is a list of the best varieties of all the top 10 or 15 fruit types from Dr. George Ray McEachern. George Ray is a 42-year friend of mine. He is the state fruit and pecan specialist, and you can find that list very easily. And if those are on there, then hallelujah, you're in good shape.
Okay, and if they're not, I should take them back.
That's up to
you. If I have not planted them.
That's up to you. But if they're selling something in an area that is not adapted to that area, I mean, if they are selling, I'm just trying to think of something comparable. If they are selling some product for a swimming pool, and because of the heat here, that product will melt, what is that? What are you doing to me? You're giving me something that won't perform for me. It just doesn't seem right to me, but that's me. I think the Federal Trade Commission said at one point, if someone is selling a plant, the consumer has the right to expect that plant is adapted and in good health at the time of the purchase. And so that's up to you. All right.
Okay, so about 50% for all of them.
That's usually the case if they're bare-rooted. If they're in containers where there has been no root loss, then you don't have to do that much pruning. But on peaches and plums, you do, just to get them shaped. Okay. I got to run, Dottie. Good luck with it.
Thanks.
Atta girl. Good luck. I send you out all charged up now. It's kind of like Joseph, our grandson, calls it back. It's a puller back car. You pull it back, and then it zooms forward. And I've done that to Dottie now, so there she goes. I hope I don't get her in trouble. All right, last break of the day. What did I do with my ad copy? I've got all wrapped up on that one. Stuck stuff everywhere. Lee, what are you going to do with me? All right, here we go. The ad copy that I typed up for myself just to have it in front of me says, "Book is done, ad copy, !! Boldface. I have done all of my writing. I have edited all 840 photographs. I have all but one of the photos in the book are mine. I had to get them ready, find them, get them assembled, get them cropped to the right size. I want to thank Cindy Smith and Carolyn Skye for the incredible, heroic work. We are the team of three. The three of us worked night and day for the last 9 months to get this book ready for you. Their work really picked up the last 6 weeks or so, and I am so blessed to have them as my friends and as my partners on this book. They have been wonderful to share their talents. Now, the book is done, and it's on its way to San Antonio. FedEx has it somewhere out there. I'm not bothering to track it right now. They'll get it at the printer at 10 tomorrow morning, and they will start working. It starts printing next Monday. It is not a revision of my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening in any way. This is a completely different book. That book's 23 years old. You think I wanted to copy that one? I didn't even open that one as I typed this one. This is so much better. This has probably 75 to 100 pages of lists and charts to make it easy for you to find things very quickly. But then all the description, all the information of basics of the experience of being a gardener in the Lone Star State, then the 48-page calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray month by month, then trees, probably 40 pages on trees, then shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. I spent almost a month on each one of those chapters. In fact, I did spend a month by the time you get to the end of it, and we had the final cleanup work, and the book is glorious. $24.95 is the pre-print price. Now, we start printing a week from tomorrow, and at some point, I'm going to have to say, here is what I need. And when that happens, price goes up, and it'll go up significantly because there are 100 more pages in the book than I thought would be in it. And I'm taking that loss. I'm taking that extra charge because I promised $24.95, but you need to order immediately. You need to order before 11 today. Also, I will tell you that you can save half on my magazine if you buy it with the book at the same time to the same shipping address. And here it is. It's $36.90 for book and magazine, $24.95 book alone, and satisfaction guaranteed on either. $7 postage on either offer. You must call 1-800-752-GROW. If it's busy, call right back. You can order all day today at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. 800-752-GROW. Call before 11. 800-752-4769.
Black cow. Mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Help is on the way. Put Dixon Brothers on your phone speed dial. The number is 972-288-7537. That's 972-288-7537. Do you have pool equipment freeze damage? Call Dixon Brothers at 972-288-7537 for repairs. Dixon Brothers licensed technicians will repair the system and install a freeze guard to automatically turn your pool system on when the temperature falls below 38 degrees, protecting your pool equipment from freeze damage. It'll turn off when the weather warms up. Visit the Dixon Brothers showroom for cold weather pond supplies, thermometers, pond de-icer, or other professional pond products. Dixon Brothers has knowledgeable aquatic specialists to assist you with all your pool, pond, and water garden needs, no matter the weather. For 41 years, Dixon Brothers is the Metroplex authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Call 972-288-7537 for more information or for directions. That's 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers, D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
Oh, thank you very much. And that is the home of Mary Travelin, my announcer. You hear that beautiful voice, and that's where she works. She and her husband own and operate Dixon Brothers. You know, we have quite an affiliation with the Baylor Healthcare System, and it dates back to April of 2005, 9 years ago, when our daughter's life was saved at Baylor Plano. And while we were at Baylor Plano, we saw a lot of people coming in from a long ways away. I believe there was somebody from Switzerland there, and from, I think, New York and some other places, because of the Baylor Scoliosis Center. Since 2005, the Baylor Scoliosis Center, first center of its kind in the Metroplex, has been devoted to treatment, surgery, and care of advanced spine curvature in adults and adolescents. Baylor Scoliosis Center is a nationally recognized program for the treatment of scoliosis. They specialize in advanced treatment for difficult scoliosis and spinal cases in adults and children. It's one of the largest scoliosis centers in the nation. The center gives new hope to people living with the pain and disfigurement of scoliosis, even to those who previously thought their condition was untreatable. The Baylor Scoliosis Center is located on Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano Campus, northeast corner of Preston and the George Bush Turnpike. This is a great center. The Baylor Scoliosis Center.com. The Baylor Scoliosis Center.com. 972-985-2797. 972-985-2797. And also Baylor McKinney, don't forget them. My wife serves on the board of that brand new hospital, the Baylor Healthcare System. Next call up is Tim in Corinth. And Tim, this is Neil. How can I help you?
Hey, morning, Neil.
How can I help?
The quick question is I was reading on the Dallas Morning News article that you did about the pre-emergent. You said put it down immediately. But when I'm at the store, the ones I see, the directions say wait till it's 50 degrees, you know, or higher at night to put it in. So I'm trying to find out what I'm supposed to do.
Normally, the temperatures would be in that range at this time or soon after this time. I opened the program today, and I know that people hundreds of reasons didn't hear it. The timing is in the next 10 days.
Okay.
If I told you to wait 2 weeks until the air temperature was 50 at night, and it happened between now and next weekend when we talk again, that it was that way for several days and the stuff started to grow, I would feel horrible. I want you to have it out early enough. If anything, you're probably a week too early.
Okay.
I'll still be telling people to put it out a week from now, I'm pretty sure. But it just normally is between 5th and 15th of March in this area. And then you remember now to repeat it 90 days later.
Right. Yep.
All right.
All right. I appreciate it.
Thanks for the call. You bet. I had a person waiting from Mansfield asking about fire blight on pears. And, you know, I don't have an answer for that because normally you spray with agricultural streptomycin when they are in full bloom. And they got zapped this year while they were in full bloom, so we didn't have a chance to spray them. So the only other option is to prune out any affected branches. If you have 8 or 10 inches worth of a pear twig that dies back from the tip and turns black this spring, just prune it out and dip your pruning tools in a solution that's 10% water, 90% 10% chlorine bleach, 90% water, and that'll disinfect between cuts. And then you want to put oil to get the water and the chlorine off later. Thank you to Lee Riza for running the boards for me today. Thanks, everybody, for all of your calls and for listening. Again, if you want to call my magazine office between now and 11 for the offer as we close it down, it's 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. Happy gardening.